want you this morning, and glory to God, we'll see what Holy Spirit says. Give me Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12. Let me start out with the King James, King Jimmy. And I'm going to switch back and forth between King James and TPT, Passion Translation, the Passion Translation. How many will agree that God is good? But you agree that he's faithful. Can you say you're faithful too? Does he keep his promise better than you keep yours? Yes or no? When you gonna match it? Well, I guess I'll think about it tomorrow. What about today? Look at this now. What we're going to talk about, the promise is to all the seed. The promises is to all the seed. The promises is to all the seed. God has made some promises to us. And this in this hour, there have been in the past so much and so many distractions and so many things that will discourage people until they give up on God. Hello? But I've been through the storm. Used to sing that old song. We did that when we were doing quartet singing. I've been through the storm. Y'all heard that one before? And I've been through the rain. But we have some promises from God. Hello, hello, hello. And look what the King James says, that ye be not what? Slothful. But do what? But followers of them who through what? Faith and patience did what? Inherit the promises. Do we have anybody like that we can follow? Do we have anybody like that in the Bible that God made some promises to? And they, through faith and patience, inherit those promises. For when God made promise to Abraham, him, because he could swear by no greater, what did he do? Can you get anybody to swear by any greater than God? Look what he said. He swore by himself, saying, what did he say? Surely, blessing I will bless thee. How many of you can take some blessing this morning? Can you? I mean, you're blessed, but how many of you can have some blessing? Take some blessing that is, and receive them in your life today. Can you be blessed? Anything you think there's something can be added to you, make you better than before you came in here? You think there's something God can do to turn your situation around? As you walked in, you're doing all right, but are you fully satisfied where you are? Or do you want something better? Surely, blessing, I will. Who said this? Who said that? Surely blessing I will. Who said that? God Almighty. Is that a statement of truth or fantasy, a lie? What is that? Surely blessing, I will bless thee. Multiplying, I will do what? Multiply thee. I'm going to kick over here. What verse is that? Let me see what verse I stopped at. That's verse 14. Let's jump over here to the passion. Verse 12. So don't allow your heart become dull and lose your enthusiasm. Do what? Don't let your heart become dull. See, a lot of stuff go on in your daily walk if you're not in the Word, if you're not confessing the Word, if you're not being a doer of the Word, if you're not putting God first, your heart can become dull. You don't want to read. You don't want to pray. You know, Matlock can have a lot of influence on you. You know what I mean? Huh. Don't let your heart become what? Your heart to grow dull or to lose your what? Enthusiasm. But do what? Follow the example of those who fully receive what God has promised because of their strong faith and patient endurance. Keep going. Now, when God made promise to who? Abraham. Since there was no one greater than himself, that's talking about God, he swore what? An oath on his own integrity to keep the promise as sure as who? Did you hear what that says? To keep the promise as sure as God exists. Does God exist? Does God exist? Does God exist? He swore to Abraham, I'll keep the promise I made to you as sure as I exist. Woo! You can't get no stronger than that. Because you can't get beyond God. Hello? Let's keep going. So he said, what did he say? Have no doubt. Oh, doubt always creeps up. What if? What if God don't come through for you this time? What if you don't qualify? All that's been thrown out the door. There's no if in God. There's no lie. If God said it, it's true. We're here Sunday morning. My pastor said 11:11. A.M. 28th day of May. That's what it said. A.M. 28th day of May. If Jesus stepped right up here beside me, he said, this is Friday, January the 4th. You know it'll be Friday, January the 4th. You know it's what it'll be. What am I saying? There's a truth. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. I'm after this truth. Because sometimes we think we know the truth to the point that we don't know it. And sometimes, are y'all listening to me? And sometimes we find out we don't know it when trouble has hit our household. And we say, whoa, I thought I knew that. But it ain't working for me. But look what God said. This is why you marry the truth. I say you marry the truth and throw divorce out the door. So he said, have no doubt. I promise to do what? Bless you how? Over, not just one time, over and over and give you a son and multiply you without measure. Can you measure something? Can something that's multiplied without measure, can it be measured?